Yeah, because he's always on standby. He switches off. He switches off and goes on standby. He's a Colombian PS4.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Why aye, Patreons? Why aye?
I think that's next
My
week.
My name's Such.
What's that? My name's Such.
I can't do Geordie. I can't do Geordie. Why I? Let's have a Newkey Brown Ale. I can't do Geordie. Why I, Pet? But we are Geordie, promise.
To answer several DMs.
Sponsor our
had.
Podcast, Saudi Arabia, please.
Yes, yes, there will be a Newcastle podcast very soon. I'm fairly
sponsored
certain of
by. Saudi Arabia. Honest. I'm a Geordie, honest. My accent
Sponsored
is so bad.
By Bein Sports, possibly. We're not going to talk about Newcastle now. Although I can't promise they won't get a reference in this quiz.
Do we have one patron from Saudi that can put us in touch with the government that will want to launch an FPL channel?
I think if we probably did have any patrons from Saudi Arabia, we've probably already pissed them off.
I'm trying. You know, like, you can do any... I just can't do Geordie. Anyway, quiz day. Let's do it.
The one I really struggle with is Welsh. Can't do Welsh. The rest I'm all right at. Not too bad in my own personal.
Going down
opinion.
The Gwasanaethau.
The problem is, and you know this, right?
Araf.
Once you hear yourself on the phone or something, you don't sound how you think you sound.
Yeah. That's the thing.
So people who think they can do good impressions often can't. Right, this quiz, let's do it. So if you've got like an A8 piece of paper, I'd suggest you get a bigger piece of paper. This is 20 questions as per usual, and there is one correct answer for each question. Each correct answer is a country. Theme of the quiz is name the country. What I'm going to do is give you a list of players. And those players have been called up to their respective international squad for the upcoming internationals. So, for example, if I said to you, Suj, 5 Manchester City players, 1 Atletico Madrid player, 1 Roma player, what international squad would I be talking about?
5 Man City players, 1 Roma and 1 Atletico. England.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. 5 English players. You've got Kieran Trippier, Tammy Abraham. I could have added Milan, Fikayo Tomori. That's the kind of premise of the quiz. I'm going to give you something like that. You then need to tell me which country it is. You don't need to tell me players, just simply the country.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Question 1, and this is all correct as of Tuesday evening.
Okay.
Tuesday evening being October the 5th. So if there's been like replacements called up or something, I might not be aware. Question 1. 2 West Ham players, 1 Burnley player, and 1 Bristol City player. Question 1. 2 West Ham players, 1 Burnley player, 1 Bristol City player. Name the country.
Okay.
Question 2. 2 Liverpool players, 2 Manchester City players, and 1 player each from Chelsea, Leeds, Manchester United.
Next.
Tottenham and Paris Saint-Germain. Question 2. 2 players from Liverpool, Manchester City, and 1 each from Chelsea, Leeds, Man United, Tottenham, and PSG.
This is going to go so badly wrong. Because I feel like I've got the first 2 right. So it's only going to go wrong.
I didn't say it wouldn't get harder. Question 3.
Yeah.
1 Tottenham player, 1 Wolves player.
1 Tottenham, 1 Wolves.
Question 3. 1 Tottenham player, 1 Wolves player. While you're thinking about it, should give a shout out to Joe Jenkins, Mr. Jules Remains Still Gleaming, because this was his idea in terms of a quiz theme, which he gave me a few weeks back. And I said, oh, I'm going to hold that back for an international break. Question four. Two Watford players. One Wolves player. One Paris Saint-Germain player. Question four. Two Watford players. One Wolves player. One Paris Saint-Germain player. Name the country. Question five. Three Manchester City players. Three Manchester United players. Two Wolves players. And one Liverpool player. Question five. Three Manchester City players. Three Manchester United players. Two Wolves players. One Liverpool player.
Mm-hmm.
Question six. Two players from Chelsea, Manchester City, and Tottenham. And one player from Brighton, Manchester United, and West Ham. Question six. Two players from Chelsea, Manchester City, and Tottenham. One player from Brighton, Manchester United, and West Ham. Mm. Question seven. Two players from Norwich. One player from Liverpool. Question seven. Two players from Norwich. One player from Liverpool.
Okay.
Question eight. One player from each of these four clubs. Leeds, Leicester, Newcastle, and Watford. Question eight. One player from each of these four clubs. Leeds, Leicester, Newcastle, and Watford. Question nine. Three Manchester United players. One Everton player.
Hold on one second, if you don't mind. Just give me a second. Give me a second. Give me a second. All right, question nine. Go for it. Three United.
Three Manchester United.
Yep.
One Everton. One Tottenham. Question nine. Three Manchester United players. One Everton. One Tottenham. Question 10. Two Leicester players. One each from Brighton, Chelsea, Manchester City, and Wolves. Question 10. Two Leicester players. One Brighton, one Chelsea, one Manchester City, and Wolves.
If there are players from other Premier League clubs, you would have said it for sure.
No, not right. necessarily.
So there could be others from yep. other clubs. Okay, yep. okay. Okay.
Yeah, don't take it as a given that I'm naming every Premier League player in here.
Okay, fine.
Question 11. One each from Chelsea, Leicester, Liverpool, and Watford. Question 11. One each from Chelsea, Leicester, Liverpool, and Watford. Question 12. Two players from each of these three clubs. Bournemouth, Leeds, and Tottenham. Question 12. Two players from each of these three clubs. Bournemouth, Leeds and Tottenham.
No countries twice, obviously.
No. To be fair, no. There's no repeat answers.
Yeah. Okay.
Question 13. Two players from Brentford. Two from Leicester. One from Crystal Palace. And one from Chelsea. Question 13. Two players from Brentford. Two players from Leicester. One from Crystal Palace and one from Chelsea.
Hold on. Okay, yeah, got it.
Question 14. One player from each of these six clubs. Arsenal, Burnley, Crystal Palace, Fulham, Manchester United, and Wolves. Question 14. One player from each of these six clubs. Arsenal, Burnley, Crystal Palace, Fulham, Manchester United, and Wolves. Question 15. Three players from Paris Saint-Germain. Three players from Seville. Two players from Atletico Madrid. Two players from Inter Milan. Question 15. Three players from Paris Saint-Germain. Three players from Seville. Two players from Atletico Madrid. Two players from Inter Milan. Question 16. Three players from Norwich. Two players from Southampton. Question 16. Three players from Norwich. Two players from Southampton.
I like this quiz.
Yeah?
Yeah, there was a... You did say before this might go terribly wrong. I think it's all right.
Well done, and, Joe.
You know, the interesting thing is it's the one player that's the easier.
Sometimes. Depends. I don't know how your brain
My
works,
My brain
mate.
Works one player easier.
Okay. Let's see how you get on with this one then. Question 17. One player from Liverpool, Manchester City and Norwich. Question 17. One player from Liverpool, Manchester City and Norwich. Question 18. Mm-hmm. One player from Bournemouth. One player from Everton. One player from Tottenham. Question 18. One player from Bournemouth. One player from Everton. One player from Tottenham. Question 19. One player from Brighton. One player from Leeds. One from Southampton. And one from West Ham. Question 19. One player from each of Brighton, Leeds, Southampton, and West Ham. And question 20. Three Chelsea players, one Arsenal. Question 20. Three Chelsea players, one Arsenal. Got any blanks?
Two. They're quite early. Number three and number nine. Number three, I was just getting my head into it. Number nine. Three Manchester United, one Everton, one Tottenham is number nine, and one Tottenham, one Wolves. There's a couple of questions, one, two, and six, that I didn't write down the team, so I can't check my thinking as I'm going through. However,
okay, I will repeat the questions. Question one, two West Ham, one Burnley, one Bristol City. Question two, 2 Liverpool, 2 Man City, 1 each from Chelsea, Leeds, Man United, Tottenham and PSG. Question 3. 1 Tottenham, 1 Wolves. Question 4. 2 Watford, 1 PSG, 1 Wolves. Question 5. 3 Man City, 3 Man United, 2 Wolves, 1 Liverpool. Question 6. 2 Chelsea, 2 Man City, 2 Tottenham, 1 Brighton, 1 Man United, 1 West Ham. Question 7. 2 Norwich, 1 Liverpool. Question 8. 1 each from Leeds, Leicester, Newcastle and Watford. Question 9. 3 Man United, 1 Everton, 1 Tottenham. Question 10. 2 Leicester, 1 Brighton, 1 Chelsea, 1 Man City, 1 Wolves. Question 11. 1 each from Chelsea, Leicester, Liverpool and Watford. Question 12. 2 each from Bournemouth, Leeds and Tottenham. Question 13. 2 Brentford, 2 Leicester, 1 Crystal Palace, 1 Chelsea. Question 14. 1 each from Arsenal, Burnley, Crystal Palace, Fulham, Manchester United and Wolves. Question 15. 3 PSG, 3 Seville, 2 Atletico Madrid, 2 Inter Milan. Question 16. 3 Norwich, 2 Southampton. Question 17. 1 Liverpool, 1 Man City, 1 Norwich. Question 18. 1 each from Bournemouth, Everton and Tottenham. Question 19. 1 each from Brighton, Leeds, Southampton and West Ham. Question 20. 3 Chelsea, 1 Arsenal.
No blanks.
Would that tell, if you've got no blanks, because I was kind of thinking we might need to fill the gap here to give people a bit of a catch up.
No but blanks.
I would just say to the listeners then, press pause. press pause. Because I thought you might need a bit of time. But if you've got no blanks, then...
Yeah, I'm hoping I've got a minimum of 10 here. And if all going well, it's maybe 17, 18, mate.
I think this could be a 20 for someone quite easily. Because I think actually, do you know what? The thing is, this is one of them. When you look at the answers, it all seems so easy.
Yeah, so easy. Yeah.
But I realise when you're racking your brains on one Bournemouth, one Everton and stuff like that, it's like, oh, I can't think of anyone. But I think, yeah, once you see the answers, it's relatively easy.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's not any St. Kitts and Nevis answers here or anything like that, basically.
How much money do I get for... each correct player that I name as well. 10 quid per player?
If you can name every player as well,
no,
I'll give you 500 quid.
not possible. But there's a few.
No, you can't do it. I was going to say a grand, but I thought, he might have Wikipedia in front of him or something.
But there's quite a few where I can figure it out. Eventually, when you get one and then you figure out the other two or three and then you're like, this is obvious now, off we go.
I guess we could have done it as out of 100 or something, name all the players as well. Question 1, what you got, Suj?
Czech Republic.
Yeah, Czech Republic. So Vladimír Soufal was originally in the in the Czech Republic squad, has been pulled out. So
Kral
correct
and,
answers.
Suchet.
Correct answers, Suj?
Kral and Suchet.
For West Ham, yeah. What about the Burnley player?
Vidra.
Yeah. Bristol City?
Don't know.
Thomas Kalas.
Okay.
Question 2. I think you knew this. You wanted to shut me up midway through the question.
I hope so, because otherwise I look like a twat.
What's the answer?
Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil. You're going to name them all?
I don't even remember the clubs, mate. It was loads.
Two Liverpool.
Firmino and Alisson.
No. Fabinho and Alisson.
Oh, okay. Fair play.
Firmino's not in the squad, is he?
Oh, okay.
Two Man City.
Edison and Jesus.
Yeah. One Chelsea.
Chelsea's Brazilian Silva,
centre-back.
Thiago Silva.
Clash of the Correspondents, spoiler. Ted said his knees were gone, he's about 80 years old. And I said, he's the same age as me, you cheeky fuck.
He's still he's still one of the best going.
He is. One Leeds, you know.
Rafinha.
One Man United.
Fred.
One Tottenham.
Lucas.
No. Emerson Royal.
Okay. I thought Lucas Moura might have been called up.
And one PSG, you know, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Neymar. Question three. You filled it in. One Tottenham, one Wolves.
South Korea.
Yes, he's very pleased with himself. Sun and Hwang.
That was one of
I was tempted to
Hwang is the most satisfying player to name every single time for no reason.
Did you see what I named the Sky Pod yesterday?
Nah.
I had to check myself to see if it was okay outside for a Hwang. Question four.
Nah, this one's one I might get wrong.
Okay.
In fact,
two
I'm
Watford,
pretty sure I got it wrong.
Two Watford, one PSG, one Wolves.
I was racking my brains, and then in the end, I just went with PSG.
That I mean, it's a Gulf state. I wouldn't say it's a country. PSG. It's a Gulf state of Qatar, isn't it?
Then I was thinking, like, who plays for PSG that could be an international and there's only one of? And I was torn between Wijnaldum in Holland or maybe Donnarumma in Italy.
Okay.
I was trying to find Italians at Watford or Dutch at Watford and Wolves. I couldn't think of any Italians at Wolves. But...
Go on. Did you go for Italy?
No, I went with Holland.
You went with Holland? Okay.
So it's probably neither.
Who's the Wolves Dutch player?
Nah, I don't know.
Who's the two Watford players? You've gone down the PSG rabbit hole here, haven't you?
Yeah. Is it Italy?
Nah, you're miles off. Italy lost last time for the first time 37 games to Spain.
Okay.
As if there's two Watford players in that squad, which makes me want to apologise to Joe Finley Badder, who is one person who will absolutely get this correct. Correct answer is Morocco.
Oh, tough one.
Watford is Messina and Lauza.
Yeah, Wolves, never heard of this.
Roman Saiz.
Mm-hmm.
And Paris Saint-Germain is Hakimi.
Right.
Question five. Three each from the Manchester clubs, two Wolves, one Liverpool.
So Spain?
You've gone for Spain?
Yeah. Portugal.
You're Portugal, mate. Yeah,
Portugal.
Plonka.
I was torn between the two.
Cancelo, Diaz and Silva.
Yeah, I was thinking Laporte, Torres and then De Gea. I was just racking my head through. So I'm going to give it wrong because I did put Spain, but obviously Portugal.
For United, it's Ronaldo, Fernandes and Diogo Dalot.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Diogo Jota from Liverpool. And Moutinho and Neves from Wolves.
Yeah.
Question six. Two Chelsea, City, Tottenham. One Brighton, Man United, West Ham.
France.
Well, that one is Spain, sir.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought Zouma, two Tottenham. I thought I was thinking Loris and whoever else. And yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's the problem, whoever else.
Yeah.
That's not that straightforward, is it?
Nah.
So, two Chelsea players, Azpilicueta and Alonso.
Yeah.
Two Manchester City players, Rodri and Torres. Two Tottenham, Sergio Reguilón and Brian Hill, Robert Sanchez from Brighton, David De Gea from Manchester United, and Pablo Fornals from West Ham.
Okay.
Question seven. Two Norwich, one Liverpool.
Scotland.
No.
Oh, I thought Andy Robertson, Grant, what's his face, centre-back. Is it Hanley?
Grant Hanley, yeah.
And that's where that's the rabbit hole I went down, and I didn't know the other one for Norwich.
Yeah,
Billy Gilmore. Billy Gilmore, Grant Hanley.
Billy Gilmore, yeah. I can see why you've gone down that rabbit hole, mate. Correct answer is Greece.
How many Norwich players are in the Scotland squad?
Three.
Oh, fucker. Right. That was close. Close.
Janulis Solis from Norwich and Konstantinos Shimikas. From Liverpool. Correct answer is Greece for seven.
Okay.
Question eight. One each from Leeds, Leicester, Newcastle and Watford.
Northern Ireland.
Nice. I think that's one of the tougher ones, actually.
Stuart Dallas, Johnny Evans.
Yep.
And a couple of other players.
Sounds good. You're right with the first two. Jamal Lewis from Newcastle.
Okay.
And Craig Cathcart of Watford.
Okay.
Question nine. Three United, one Everton, one Tottenham. I'm surprised to hear you were struggling with this one.
And then it came to me at the end. England.
No.
I was thinking Pickford, Kane, and then I was thinking United, like, I don't know, Sancho, Rashford, whatever. Nah.
Correct answer is France.
Okay.
Varane, Pogba and Martial.
Yeah.
Luca Dean and Hugo Lloris.
Okay.
Question 10. Two Leicester, one Brighton, Chelsea, Man City and Wolves.
I got it wrong because I'd put Portugal down for this one. So
okay.
I'm doing well here. 3 from 10 is not good.
It was looking good, weren't it?
3 from 10 is not good. But I mean, like Scotland, I thought that was nailed.
This one,
England,
this
I thought
one
was nailed.
Really
Spain,
is,
I thought was nailed.
It really is easy once you see the answers. I think you kick yourself for this one, mate. It's Belgium.
Okay.
Timothy Castagne and Yuri Tielemans from Leicester. Leandro Trossard, Romelu Lukaku, Kevin De Bruyne, and from Wolves, Leander Dendonka.
Mm-hmm.
Question 11, Chelsea, Leicester, Liverpool, Watford, 1-1
Denmark?
It's not, no.
I was thinking Christensen, Schmeichel for Chelsea, yeah, Leicester, and then I didn't really know where I was going down. Mm.
I can see where you've gone that way. Correct answer is Senegal.
Oh, so my Senegal further down is wrong.
you've got the two Mendes, Edouard and Pappis from Chelsea, Leicester, respectively. Sadio Mane and Ismail Assar.
Okay.
Correct answer is Senegal. Question 12. 2 each from Bournemouth, Leeds and Tottenham.
Wales.
Yeah, you've got that one. Can you name the players?
David Brooks, Joe Rondon.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
It's old Planet
Leeds
FPL.
Leeds is Daniel James.
Yeah. So Leeds is Daniel James and Tyler Roberts.
Okay.
Tottenham is Ben Davis and Joe Rodon. Bournemouth is David Brooks and former FPL blank game week non-hero Chris Metham.
Okay.
Question 13. 2 from Brentford, Leicester. 1 from Palace, Chelsea.
I've gone with Ivory Coast. This is very much a Wilfred Zaha punt.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah. Crystal Palace.
Maybe it would have been easier to start with the 2 Brentford and 2 Leicester players.
I don't know. The thing is, Brentford, Watford, Norwich, I don't really know their players and nationalities well enough.
Well, here's your Denmark answer, mate.
Okay.
It's Norgaard and Jensen from Brentford, Schmeichel and Vestergaard from Leicester, Joachim Andersen from Crystal Palace, and Andreas Christensen from Chelsea. Question 14. You've got this one wrong.
Yeah. Why?
What have you got?
Why do you think I've got it wrong?
Well, I'll tell you when you tell me the answer.
I put Serbia.
It's Ivory Coast, isn't it?
Oh, okay, fair play. I was just thinking about Man United, Matic, Fulham, Mitrovic.
Just Matic. Mitrovic. Yeah, I can see what you've done there. Yeah.
So I was thinking those two, like Fulham. I was trying to think, well, what internationals do Fulham have? And then Mitrovic is the one that straight away you stick your hand up. So
I mean, Fulham's been thrown in there as a little bit of a red herring, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I love the fact that you had the Zaha one above and then didn't think of Zaha below.
Well, it's already out of your mind at that point, isn't it?
I guess so. So it's Ivory Coast for 14. Yeah.
Pepe.
Nicola Pepe, yeah. Maxwell Cornet, who's obviously just joined them.
Yeah.
Wilfried Zaha. Yeah. The Fulham player is Jean-Michel Seri.
Okay.
Eric Bailly from Manchester United and Willy Bolly from Wolves.
Okay.
15, 3 PSG, 3 Seville, 2 Atletico, 2 Inter Milan.
Is it Argentina?
It is Argentina, yep.
Thank God.
Di Maria, Paredes and Messi from PSG. Aruna, Montiel Gomez from Seville. Depaul and Correa from Atletico. Martinez and Correa from Inter Milan. You could have 2 Tottenham players in there as well in Romero and Lo Celso. 16, 3 Norwich, 2 Southampton. I think you've got this one wrong, Serge.
Okay. Because I picked it earlier. Scotland. Do you know who I had down? Romania.
Yeah. Romania. That's
yeah,
so
I was thinking
random.
Romeu, Oriol Romeu.
Okay.
At
yeah.
Saints. And then I was thinking
Who's
one of these.
Spanish.
Is it?
I think.
Okay. I was thinking Rashica or Romeu. One of these other players that Norwich Romeu might have picked Spanish. Up. Might be Romanian. So
Oriol Romeu, he's Spanish.
Is he? I thought it was Romanian. There you go.
Spanish midfielder, born in Aldedonca. He sounds like a Wolves midfielder. Aldecona.
Okay.
Yes, this is the Scotland one. Question 16. Three Norwich players, Hanley Gilmore, Kenny McLean, and the two Scotland players being Stuart Armstrong, who's been called up to his own surprise, and the famous Scotsman Che Adams.
Uh-huh.
Question 17. Liverpool, Man City and Norwich, one each.
I got this wrong because I got down Senegal, and we obviously know that was an answer earlier.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
It's the Netherlands.
Okay.
Or Holland, depending on your mood. Virgil van Dijk, Nathan Aki and Tim Krul. Question 18 was Bournemouth, Everton, Tottenham, one each.
Colombia, man.
Colombia. Air Colombia, man.
Colombia,
man. You want to name the players?
If you give me 500 quid, Jefferson Lerma, Yerry Mina, Davinson, PS4, Sanchez.
Why PS4?
Because Expressions calls him. Yeah, yeah, because he's always on standby. He switches off. He switches off and goes on standby. He's a Colombian PS4. He's just automatically switches
that,
off and is
that
on
guy
standby.
That guy is an idiot, but sometimes he absolutely nails things, to be fair.
He is, but he's not an idiot in this. He's very clever with his wordplay. Very clever. But yeah, he's a Colombian PS4.
Oh my God. I really should only be laughing if he played for someone else. Question 19. Brighton, Leeds, Southampton, West Ham.
I go with Algeria.
Presumably because of
Benrahma.
Any other reason?
Nah, but it could be Yarmolenko. But I couldn't think of any Ukrainians that played any of the others.
It's not Algeria. It's not Ukraine. I think this is... It's quite
and then
a tough
Jamaica.
One. Nah, it's a European nation.
I'm trying to think who we have got going off on international duty. Because we only had six players go on international duty. It's Poland then.
Poland is the correct answer, yep. Mm. Fabianski, obviously, from West Ham. You've got Jakub Moda from Brighton. Yep. Matthias Klick from Leeds. And Jan Bednarek from Southampton. And the last one was a nice, easy one to relax all your brains. Three Chelsea, one Arsenal.
Germany.
Rüdiger, Havertz, Werner. And the Arsenal player, Suj?
The Arsenal German. Per Mertesacker.
Yeah, of course. Bernd Leno.
Yeah, goalkeeper. Eight, mate. Eight, which is disappointing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it is because the way you started
I
and your
felt
confidence,
like
I really thought you were going to get like 16, 17 or something.
Yeah, but also wasn't like miles offload. So put it this way, there was no dickhead answers in this one. Particularly.
Yes, there was.
There was none.
But like, I will probably clip the expressions oozing Davinson Sanchez moment into the intro rather than the normal, which is something stupid you say.
Yeah. There we go. Patrons, I hope some of you did a lot better than I did. And also you enjoyed the quiz. There was a lot of love for yesterday's ranting. So maybe I'm going to get more ranty, you know, with the old Tottenham. Yeah.
Suj, I used the bleep machine on the podcast for the first
time. Oh, lovely. It's good to see that you did. Good to see that you did. Excellent.
Unbelievable.
Patrons, make sure you are heading over to Slack on the 9th of October channel, where we will be... all the information for, obviously, Saturday is on there. And we'll be back at you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. I'll be recording with Angus shortly for tomorrow's pod, which will be a little bit Fantasy Scotland, but it's primarily about Gaffer.
Yeah, indeed we will. And your live stream for Q&A and all the rest of it.
Yes.
Do you want to shed more? Do you want to give people more information on Saturday, shall we, while we're here?
Yeah.
It's just that it's 2 p.m. Camden.
Earl of Camden.
Yeah, you come out of the station, go across the road, keep going straight. It's on the left-hand side.
Wow, that's a bad start. That's a really bad start. So have you ever come out of Camden Town Tube Station before?
Yeah, there's two sides, but the other side is in only now because of COVID. So you're right.
The oh, is that right?
Out. Yeah, yeah. So the other side
gonna,
you go round is the way out.
I was going to say, that's not going to help you because it's two exits. Nah, so when you just go, oh yeah, straight down the road.
Last time I was there, it definitely was.
Next thing you know, you'd be at Holloway Prison and realise you've made a mistake.
Yeah, it's literally, when you come out of the station, it's this place is probably about 50 metres away. So it's not exactly too hard to find.
Everyone's got Google Maps and shit these days, haven't they?
They have indeed. So yeah, we'll be there from 2:00. Just keep your eyes peeled for a little area that seats about 25 to 30 that will be cordoned off and we'll be there. Or look out for any celebs like Andy Let's Talk FPL with his fans that will be around him, I'm hoping.
Has he got some fans coming?
Probably. You've got a few hundred thousand YouTube fans, trust me, people will all be wanting selfies with him.
I presume the way Andy behaves, he's going to tweet out where he is at 1:59 PM. Do you know what I mean? Just a minute before the deadline.
Clip that in. Patrons, stay safe. I really want to see as many of you as we can on Saturday. And ciao for now. Oh, and I think Manchild's coming.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I sent him a screenshot of the Patreon post. I didn't say anything. I just sent him a screenshot of it. And he replied, "Is this us?" Question mark. I was like, yes. So yeah, Manchild will be there as well.
All right, cool. He's not well. Lots of love, patrons. Have a good day.
Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Cue music, please, man. Ciao.
The Fantasy Football Show.